Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Beis, and let us get into it. I think Monday, this is Sunday's daf. Monday and Tuesday we will do in the mornings. I think it'll be we'll have it a little earlier, we'll announce them after, but Wednesday's daf we'll do Tuesday night, because it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. We won't be able to do it in the morning, and then we'll talk about the schedule after that. Okay, so daf Chaf Beis, let's start with daf Chaf Aleph Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanya. In this somewhat shortened version, Prislichas Daf. Tanya says the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, three lines from the bottom. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Lo Yasker Adam Sadeu Lakusi, Bebre Shenikreis Al Shmo. It's related to what was discussed on yesterday's Daf. A person should not rent out his field to a Kusi. Remember, the Kusim were a nation that was put into Eretz Israel, and they were what were called Geri Arayos. They were converted because they were scared by the lions, Machlokas Tanoim, whether Geirei Arayos are Geirei Emes or not. We're assuming now that they are Geirei Emes, as we will see. So a person cannot hire out a field, rent out a field to a Kusi. Why? But they should nikreis al shmo, because the field is still called by the Jew's name. Everybody knows that this is Shlomo's field, and if this is Shlomo's field, so then they're going to see the Kusi doing work on a day when he's not allowed to do work. What day is that? Well, Kusim don't keep Shabbos. They don't keep any mitzvahs. For Kusi zeh, osa bo malacha b'chol shel moed. This Kusi will do malacha on chol moed. Why will you do malacha on chol moed? Because that is not explicitly in the Torah. The iser malacha on chol moed, as we'll talk about in a second. So that's why he only might accept Torah shebichsav, but not everything in Torah shebal peh. So that from Midrasha. And therefore he will do work, and they'll say, oh, so-and-so is having people do work for him on chol moed, which is aser. Let's finish first, and then we'll continue. Avol kochavim mai shari, but avol kochavim, a non-Jew, it would be mutter to rent out the field. Da amri arisa arususe avid. Because people say, oh, it's a non-Jew, so he must be a sharecropper. He must be doing his own work in the field, and they wouldn't relate it to the Jew. So the Gemara says, one second, Ihachi kusinami amri arisa arususe avid. The Kusi also, why wouldn't people think the same thing? Oh, he's just doing his own work, he's doing his own sharecropping, and they wouldn't relate it back to the owner. So Rabbi Susi, the Shimon ben Elazar last play, it must be that this whole shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the Tosefta, he doesn't hold of the chshash that people aren't going to be worried because it's arisus. The question is then, what's the svar for his shita? Why would he allow you to be masquerade out to an Ovid Kochavim, but not to a Kusi? So Ella, Ovid Kochavim, my time of mutter, da amrinan levitzayis. Because the non-Jew, if you tell him, don't work it on Chol HaMoed, so he won't work on Chol HaMoed, he'll listen. They understand certain things. Says the Gemara, Kusi Nami Amrinan Levit Sayis. Wouldn't a Kusi do that too? Just tell somebody. Well, don't people listen? So Kusi Lo Sayis. Da Amar Anog Amir De Tvei Minach. A Kusi is a Jew. Kusi knows a little bit. Sometimes it's more difficult to get the Jews to listen to the Halacha than to get non-Jews to listen to the same value. Rachmana Litzlan. Sometimes this in the case of the Gemara already also. Sometimes there are people have certain issues, and sometimes it's Rachman al-Islam harder with the Jews that are around than with others. So says the Gemara, Kusi, he won't listen. Okay, let's stop there for a minute, but that's the chiluk that the Gemara says, that a Kusi might not listen while a non-Jew will, and therefore you could rent it out to a non-Jew, but not to a Kusi. I haven't spoken about it in a while, but the Gemara says it here, and that is the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. What is the level of the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed? The Gemara says that the Kusi wouldn't be Moda to it. Rashi says in the second Rashi, on Amid B'Chafalaf HaMabez, Kusi, Lo Avid Malacha B'Shabbos, Ava B'Chol HaMoed Avid, Chafalaf HaMabez. Ava B'Chol HaShamoed Avid. He wouldn't do Malach on Shabbos, but he wouldn't on Chol HaMoed. Why? D'Lemedris Sofrim Lo Chayshi. He's not choshesh for a drusha of the sofrim. Rashi does not really reveal his hands with that statement, what he holds about Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed. Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is a major machlokas we've shown him. What is the Isser Malacha? Is it an Issa D'Araisa or is it an Issa D'Rabbanan? Those are the two major shitas. Baalei Tosfos in Chagiga and the Ramban right here and the Chinuch elsewhere say that Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed, at least according to one daya, is an Isser D'Araisa. Says Tosfos Chagigu Yechesam and Aleph Lachor Mashma that Melacha de Mitzra Bei Mida Oraisa de Mafik Lemi Pasek. Let's learn that from a pasek. V'chein Perakama Perabeis de Moed Katan. So Bali Tosfos hold this the Sefer Hachinuch that I bring the Chinuch. The malachas that are aser to do on Chol HaMoed are aser mida oraisa. The biggest raya that the other group of Rishonim have, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and others, the biggest raya that they have is that there are certain malachas that are mutter on Chol HaMoed. If you have a nisa malacha on Chol HaMoed, how can malachas be mutter? We have the five heterim that we'll read in a second, the five heterim of malachas on Chol HaMoed. So how could you have any of those heterim? If it's a nisa daraisa. If you say it's darabanan, you can say the rabbanan defined it. Hey mamru ve hey mamru. But if it's daraisa, right, how do you have such an iser with all these heterim? What's the answer to that question? Those we've shown him say the principle of masra hakasav lachachamim. One of the few places in halacha, not too many places have this principle, where the Torah says something and the Torah itself leaves it open for the Rabbanan to figure out what's included in this mitzvah or iser da'araisa and what isn't. But before you get to that answer, this is the raya of the Shita Seder Rabbanan, the Kashlar Bin Otam. I'm reading Tosas and Chagiga. Diem Kain, Dabar Ha'avid, Vekama Malachas, Desharinan, Hasam, Hechi Mishtarinan. How could they be mutter? Vechi Hechan Matzinu, iser da'araisa, Miksasa Wasa, Miksasa Mutter. Either something's treif or it's kosher. Either you can eat it or you can't eat it. You don't have anything that's, sometimes it's awesome, sometimes it's not awesome. Okay, chametz. Okay, that's an exception to the rule. But generally, it's aser. Shabbos, yontif, is it aser or is it not aser? And he quotes a Gemara in Megillah also, and therefore, Rabbeinu Tam and others hold this Durabbanan. But the way that you answer that question is heim amru v'heim amru. The Rambam, who I just mentioned, also holds this Durabbanan. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, Cholo Shel Moed, Af Al Pi Shelo Namar Bo Shabbason, even though there's no Shabbason on Cholo Moed, Hol V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh, since it's called Mikra Kodesh, Vahari Uzman Chagiga B'Mikdash, and it's a day that we can still bring the carbon Chagiga, Aser Basiyas Malacha. Why? Kedei Shelo Yehe Kishar Yemei HaChol, She'ein Bahen Kedusha Klal. Says the Rambam, what's the purpose of the Iser Malacha? It shouldn't be like a weekday. It's Chol, but it's Moed. It says, in-between status. The Rambam says, yeah, there has to be an Iser, also it would just look like a weekday. The Oseba Malacha, Aha Asura, Makanos Omakas Mardis, Mebeshi Isuro, Midivre Sofrin. Right? That is the Rambam Shita. Clearly, that it is an Isser Drabanan. Right? The Rambam and other Ishonim, the Rush, etc. There are others that say maybe there's a middle Shita. Middle Shita, the Ramban, the beginning of Moed Katan. It's quoted right here. I'll read it to you in the Magen Mishnah on this Rambam. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban. A Ramban hitzo pshara. Ramban had a compromise, a middle shita. The Omar, shakal malacha she'einu l'tzarach ha-moed ve'einu davar ha'avid asur min ha-Torah. Anything that is not tzarach ha-moed, which we'll get to, that's one of the heterim, and it's not davar ha-avid, that's asur da'araisa. V'shehu l'tzarach ha-moed muteras bein malachas umen bein malachas hedyot, which is not asur afapi she'einu davar ha-avid. It continues, whatever the details are, the Ramban comes up with the middle sheet and says, some malachas are raisa, some malachas are rabbanan. So you have the whole gamut of sheetas. How do we look at the malacha on Chol HaMoed? If you look in Chol HaMoed Ki Helchasa, if you have the sefer, it's a beautiful sefer, again, a lot of sefer written on Chol HaMoed. So he quotes all these three sheetas. And then he says, has a whole long footnotes here, but he brings a whole list of achronim about what is the Shulchan Aruch hold. You gotta know what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Sometimes you have a suffix. A lot of questions come up Chol HaMoed. There should be a lot of Chol HaMoed questions that come up. Right? But, not enough, I think. We have to ask more questions about Chol HaMoed. We just assume it's more Chol than Moed. But, we have to remember that, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Hamavaza es Hamoados. It's one of those, groups that we want to stay away from. And the Mefarshim on Perkei Avos say, Mavaza es Hamoados means Chol HaMoed. Not the regular Moed. Who's Mavaza on a Moed? It's Pesach, it's Sukkos. But the Chol HaMoed aspect of it is more difficult. The Shulchan Aruch says, first page of Chelek Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Easy to find where Hilchos Chol HaMoed start. First page. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chol HaMoed Aser Biksas Malachos Umutter Bimiksasan. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Aser with some malachas and mutter another malachas. Hagah Lefit Sar Ha'inyan Shehoya Nira L'Chachamim Lahatir. Based according to what the Chachamim think should be mutter. So, does that show what do they hold? So, if you look here in the Chol HaMoed Kelchasa, Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Isser is Durabanan, and the Ramah says the Isser is Daraisa. So, it's not 100% clear in their Sheetahs. You've got to look at all the Mefarshim on the Nosei Kelam on Shulchan Aruch to figure out where they get those opinions from. But That is the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, who don't really talk about it so much in Tavkof Lamed. They go through all the details. But just as a summary, and then we'll move on. The first Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Malachas and Mutaras B'Chol HaMoed Heim Chamisha. There are five categories of Malach and Chol HaMoed, which are Mutzer. Again, each one, hopefully we'll be able to have a shir on this at some point. But five categories that we have to at least deal with. Number one, Dover HaAved, Im Lo Yasenu Ata. A major loss, if you don't do it now. Dover HaAved. Or what if there's a sale on something? Sale on something. What if Dover HaAved? If somebody's going to lose their job, they don't go to work. That's a Dover HaAved. Right? What about if, does somebody have to specifically take all their vacation days on Chol HaMoed? That's a major, major issue. Again, more so in Chutz La'aretz than Eretz Yisrael, everybody's off. But in Chutz La'aretz, that's a very serious issue. You've got to feel for the people who don't want to take all their vacation on Chol HaMoed, especially when the Yom Tovim don't work out on the right days of the week, right? As they, even though Yom Tov falls out exactly on the right days when they're supposed to fall out. But again, that's is that called Dover HaAved or not? The Mishnah Berurah writes later on, what about writing down Chidushei Torah on Chol HaMoed? Is one allowed to do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no greater Dover HaAved. That's the greatest Dover HaAved. If you don't write down your Chiddush, now you're going to forget it. Now you're going to remember it then, but you're supposed to come up with other Chiddushim after Yom Tov at that time. So that's the greatest Dover HaAved. Okay. Dover HaAved, number one. Number two, Tzarach HaMoed. Major category. Number three, he's a poel and he has nothing to eat. You got to make a living. You have to put food on the table. Number three. Number four, Tzarach HaRabim. Number five, Maisa Hedyot. How do these overlap? So that is a big discussion. Then he goes into D'oraisa D'rabanan, that he says, Gam chayev l'chabit chol hamoed b'ma'achol u'b'mishteh v'ksus nikiyah shelo yinag bahen minag chol l'chadchila mitzvah l'kvo asud ala pas achas v'alayla v'achas v'yom t'kivan dimitzvah l'chad v'achilu sheziyah v'ikar achilu hulachem. Okay, this is all chol hamoed. Shall be mechazik ourselves in these issues, but this is the major machlokas we've shown him and some of the heterim. Okay, let us continue. Back to the next line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'm allowed to rent out a field, hire out my field, let a kusi is not allowed to work on my field, but an akum is allowed, because the akum will listen while the kusi will not listen. Because he'll say, I know more. Little information sometimes is a deadly tool. Ihachi, fourth line, Ihachi, my arya mibnei shenikreis al shmo. So one second. We're saying that a kusi, the problem with giving a kusi a piece of land is because people are going to think that he's doing work for me, and therefore it's an issue of marasayin, achshad, whatever the case may be. There's a bigger problem. Why? A kusi's a Jew. If you know he's going to work the land, and he's not allowed to work the land, so he's violating lifnei iver. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Chada va'ot kamar. Same 2 points. Chada, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, number one, mipshum lifnei iver. The Ode, Mibnei Shenikreis al Shmo. Interesting, though, that it only mentions the Nikreis al Shmo one. Is this like a Chesur Mechzer in the Tosefta? Or just mentions one of them? It mentions one of them? It mentions the Durabanan one, not the Doraisa one. This is a Tzarech Ian. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos here is Lashitaso to what we just mentioned. Remember we mentioned that according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and others, doing Malach and Chol HaMoed is an Isser Durabanan. Says Tosfos here in Tepaklei, on the fifth line, you know what you see from this Gemara? There's Lifnei Iver, if you cause somebody to do an Issur D'Rabbanan, not just an Issur D'Oraisa. That's what you see from the Gemara. If you assume that Issur Malach on Chol HaMoed is an Issur D'Rabbanan, so then this Gemara is saying it's Lifnei Iver, Depiresh Rabbeinu Tam, Mikan, fourth line of Tosis, Umikan Yesh Lahavi Raya Lamash Depiresh Rabbeinu Tam, Deshayach Lamemar Lifnei Iver, Afamidi Delespe Issura Ala D'Rabbanan. Right, that's what he says. That's really controversial. We didn't know that. Tosas doesn't make a big deal about it. Changes on the side. That's what we just read. And they said, the Gemara earlier said, you can't sell to a Jew who's chashed to sell to an Akum, even though it's only Durabanan. But this is Tosas' Yesod, that there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver, even to convince somebody to do a malacha, an isser that is only drabanan. Tosis is not 100% clear, though. What level Lifnei Iver are you violating, though? Is it Lifnei Iver drabanan? Or is it Lifnei Iver daraisa? That's the Menchas Chinuch Safek. Menchas Chinuch has a Safek. He says he's not sure. First he says that maybe, where is it in Kedoshim, where Lifnei Iver is? He says, first he says, maybe you would say that the Lifnei Iver of an Aveira can't be more chumer than the Aveira itself. So if I'm causing you to do an Issa D'Rabbanan, I can't get an Issa D'Raisa for that.
A. But B, then the Menachas Chana says, but wait a minute. We know there are two types of lifnei ivers. Type number one, lifnei iver, is causing or facilitating someone to do an aveira. Part two is giving somebody bad advice. Giving somebody bad advice, right? In just a few minutes, we're going to be saying the words ya'atznu ra. I got to think of all the bad advice that we gave people during the year. Ya'atznu ra. So bad advice is also asur daraisa lifnei iver. So fine, says the Menachas Chinuch. Even if it's not in lifnei iver daraisa type one, because it can't be greater than the aveira itself, it's for sure no worse than giving bad advice to get somebody to do an Isidra Rabbanan. It's at least bad advice, and therefore one would violate lifnei iver daraisa for that. Again, that part is not clear in Tosis, but that the Menachas Chinuch brings out.
If it's only Isidra Rabbanan, then the question is not as strong.
If it's only Isidra Rabbanan, the question is not as strong, but the answer is better. Because the question is, why did it say lifnei iver? Oh, he really means both. But it only picked one of the drabanans, not the other. If it's daraisa, why did it mention the daraisa, not the drabanan? It doesn't sound like it's chisurei mechsura here. It just sounds like, yeah, I mentioned one, but it's really two problems. So you're right. If it's drabanan, the answer fits better. If it's daraisa, so then the question fits better. Because why didn't it mention that one? Okay, maybe that's the shakla v'tarya. Maybe. Okay, weiter. Hanhu morikai. There were these morikai. What's a morikai? Rashi says, Zore ginos charkom. Planters of a saffron garden. Charkom, type of spice. So hani morikai, de'ovi kochavim nakid b'shabso, b'yisrael b'chav b'shabso. It was jointly owned by a Jew and a non-Jew. The non-Jew worked on the Shabbos, and the Jew worked on Sunday. That's when he wanted off. Also, l'kami derava. It's like when you switch the makar for doctors having a Shomer Shabbos residency. They're off all the Shabbosim and they work all of the Sundays. Okay. Also, l'kami derava. So they came in front of Rava. They asked, is this an okay arrangement? Shalom, yeah, fine. What's wrong? The Jews working on Sunday and the non-Jews working on Shabbos. What's the problem? Ace, Ravina l'rava. Ravina says, 1 minute. How could you say it's mutter? Yisrael bovikochavin. The Brisa says a Yisrael and a Jew and a non-Jew. Shekiblu sada b'shutfis. That got a field in partnership. Lo yomar Yisrael lo ovikochavim tul chelkacha b'shabbes va'ani b'chol. They buy a field. They're makabel b'shutfis. So they shouldn't. Right? They're sharecroppers. The Jew shouldn't say, you know what? You take the profits from Shabbos, and I'll take the profits from weekday, the work that's done. That's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because if they didn't arrange it originally, so then they're basically each doing the shlichus of the other one. And therefore, right, they both got all the fields, and when each of them worked, they're acting on behalf of the other one. That's how it's defined. So that's why it would be a problem. If they made arrangements beforehand, before any of them accepted any responsibilities to do anything, then fine, it will be mutter because me'ikara, the Jew is not going to have anything to do with the Shabbos produce, and the non-Jew is not going to have anything to do with the Sunday produce. V'imbo l'cheshben aser. But if they just came at the end and they want to split up all the produce, and the Jew is going to take the certain amount, and the non-Jew is going to take other amount, Rashi says this is not going on the previous line. Lav ahisnu mitchilakai. It's not going. It's a separate line. That if they were makabel et stam, and it's just that the Jew works on Sunday, the non-Jew works on Shabbos, not even specifying anything, and after, later on, they want to split up the days, then he says, you take Shabbos profits, and I'll take Sunday, that is not good enough. That is not allowed, because again, it's considered as if the non-Jew worked for the Jew on Shabbos, and they're each paying each other for working on behalf of the other one. What is called Schar Shabbos. So the Gemara, that's the question. The Gemara, the Ravina asked Rava and said, how do you allow this arrangement? Right? I didn't know that they made any type of arrangement meikara, that hisnu mitchila, so how could you allow it? So Ichsef, he was embarrassed. He's like, I didn't realize. I didn't realize that this Brisa. Lesof, he didn't think Rava would be able to, it's unclear. Did he not know the details, or he thought he knew the details, but it wasn't known? But the Gemara says at the end, Rava did not make a mistake, because they did make a Tanai Meikara, and he did not make a mistake, and it was Mutter anyway. The issue of Schar Shabbos comes up in many, many areas. It comes up in this direction, but also comes up with a Jew working on Shabbos and getting paid for it. So is that. This Schar Shabbos, in our case, is a case where a non-Jew is working for a Jew on Shabbos. But the other case, the more very common case, is where a Jew works. What if there's a Bal Kore? A Bal Kore that lanes every Shabbos and he gets paid. What if there's a Chazan? What if there's a caterer? Right? So the general heter that is assumed is that if there is any work done prior or after Shabbos, so then one is allowed, because again, Schar Shabbos is innocent Rabbanan, not Daraisa. So the halacha is that if it's Bahavla, if the Shabbos Schar is swallowed up in the weekday Schar, then it is mutter. So for example, if people go to a Shalom Zachar and they have a babysitter for their kids, so if the babysitter is only Friday night, you can't pay him for that. So you gotta have the babysitter twice, once during the week. You can pay for both and it's included. That's called Havla. A caterer is paid for preparing the food before Shabbos, if it's setting up before Shabbos, and cleaning up after Shabbos. A Balkari is paid for practicing beforehand. A Baltokeya, a Chazen. They're all paid for what they do during the week as well, and therefore it's called Havla. It's called swallowed up, and therefore it is not labeled as Schar Shabbos, and it is Mutter. It is Mutter in that case. Good. Rav Gaviha mi Beikasil Amar. Rav Gaviha says, Hanu shesile de Arla have. There were these little shoots of Arla. First 3 years. Aser. Ovik achavim achol shani de Arla v'Yisrael shani de Atera. What happened? The guy says, don't worry, I'll eat the first couple of years, first 3 years of Arla, when it's Aser Banah to you, and then you'll take the next 3 years. Aser l'kami de Rava. Shani lehu. I don't know if this was after the previous story or before, but Rava again allowed it. I have a Osfei Ravina LaRava. Didn't Ravina ask the Kash on Rava? And we didn't hear about this case that it was Hisnu Bitchila? No, L'siyue Saye. No, really, he didn't bring it as an attack on Rava. He brought it, you got the story wrong. He brought it as a proof to Rava, to prove that there is, in this case, it would be allowed. Why? Last skinny line in Rashi. Ein kan iser shlichlus. To ha'yisrol nami shari la'ovda. A Jew is allowed to work the field in Arla, he just can't benefit. He can't eat from the field. He can't sell from the field. So therefore, there's no shlichus here because the Jew himself could do it. Is the Jew getting hana because the guy eats the first 3 years and the Jew eats the next 3 years? So is that called being nehene from the years? Because it's you take these and I take these. It's like a chalipin. Says Rashi, that's not called getting benefit. Shekein hamishpat shashana sheze oved hu ochel. Right, it's just this is what we did. It's not enough. It's not direct enough to be called hana'a from peiros of Arla. V'ha'ichzif, back to the Gemara. But wasn't Rava embarrassed? How can you say it was a proof to him? Well, ha'id v'rameyola. No, you got the story wrong. He wasn't embarrassed. Lahadam. So therefore, no problem. Ibai lahu. Last statement. Stamamai. What happens if they didn't? The Jew and the non-Jew got together and they didn't make any arrangement at the beginning, but they didn't specifically say it in any direction. So what if they just started working? He works on Shabbos and he works on Sunday. So Tashma, can we prove it from the previous Braisa? So Im Hisu Bitzchila Mutter. That line says if they made an arrangement, it's Mutter. Hastama Aser Mashpev. Without an arrangement, it's Aser. Im Asefa, the last line says, Imbo L'Cheshbon Aser. If they made a specific Cheshbon at the end, it's Aser. Hastama Mutter. But if they didn't wait till the end, it would be Mutter. Elameha Lekal Mashpev Mina. Each line would teach us the opposite of the other lines, therefore it must be we cannot be medayik anything from either of the lines. Hadron Lachov Neidayan, that takes us through the first parak of Avodah Zarah. Good, we continue. Ein Ma'amidin. Second parak. Ein Ma'amidin. Ein Ma'amidin Behema Bepuntago Shalom Dekachavim. We're not Ma'amid. Now let us stable your animal in an inn of an Ovid Kachavim. Mebdei Shachashud in Al-Raviyah. Because they're chashid on Revia, they're chashid that they're going to try to have a relationship, bestiality, with this animal. The Nitziv points out it's ma'amidin, not miyachadin, like it says in the very next line of the Mishnah, because ma'amidin means for a while. Miyachadin means even for a moment. This sort of yichud is very short time. Ma'amidin means putting there for a couple hours. I'm going to go inside the mall, I'm going to leave my horse outside, so that's why he says, Ma'amidin, not miyachdin. Rashi says, what's the source for this? Rashi says, Ubnei Noach, Nasruba. We know this. It's Lifne'iver. It's Lifne'iver to put it in there, not just for the sake of our animal, but for their sake. V'lo tesyached isha imahein, v'reisha chashudin al-arayas. A woman cannot have yichud with them either because they are chashud on arayas. There is an isher yichud as well, but this is just good advice. That they shouldn't because they're chashud. V'lo tesyached adam imahein, v'reisha chashudin al-shvichas damim. And even a man shouldn't be misyachid with them because they're chashud ashvichas damim. Says the Ran right here, this, and the Meiri says it even more explicitly, the Meiri made this idea famous throughout the Masechta, but first I'll read you the one line Ran. The Ran says this does not apply to societies where the societies themselves believe that this is a disgusting thing to do. That's what the Ron says, and that's why many of these halachas were not intact. The Ron even says, especially when you go to jail and they would whip you, they'd fine you for being involved in such acts. It does not mistavra dahani mili b'makoma shovdei kachavim chashudin aravia inami b'stam ovdei kachavim avak kagon ovdei kachavim shebemakomos halalu, says the Ron in Spain, sheina chashudin ba adaraba makin va'onshin aleha mutter, then it will be mutter. This is what the Ron says, but this is what the Meiri says. The Meiri was really the one all over this Masechta. All over this Masechta, the Meiri says, this doesn't apply anymore, we didn't have real Ovdei Kochavim, this doesn't apply anymore. All over, and he says it right here. I'll read you the one here. It says the Meiri, Mikol makom, kol makom sheyadua bevadai, she'ein noagin bakach, af al pi sheim ovdei elila mutter. Even if they're idol worshippers, but if they're not chashin on Revia, if they're not chashid, right, even if you want to say that certain religions nowadays is considered avodah zarah, but if they're not chashid on Revia and Arayas and Mishkav Zachar and all these other things that come up, mutter. The Kfar is bar, I've already told you, shedvarim halalu namru la'osam zmanim shahayu osam ha'umos of the alilim v'hayu muzuhamim b'maaseyem u'mechu'arim b'midoseyem. Can't even understand it, that people, the whole nation would have taivas for this. Aval shar umos. And here's the line of the Meiri. Shehim gedurim b'darkei hadatot. That's what he says over and over. They are gadur. They have certain types of ethics, we'd call it. V'shehem nikiyim mikiurim shebemidos halalu v'yadar abamah nishin aleyem ein safek she'ein ledvarim halalu makom lohem klal kmo shebiarnu v'kvar nechval zeh harbe bedvarenu kedei shalot etztarech lakama dechukim shata motzi b'chidushan u'betosvis lolo tzarech. He says it earlier on Davav, that it's only bizman shahayu agoyim bosos man adukim beililim ubaobos vietonim visharmini avodos, etc. That's why, again, you have to say, if you don't want to get into the question of once something's usser, just because the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din should still apply. Right? You say, what do you mean? Once it was usser, it was usser. No, because even bizman hahu, you have to add the sin, even bizman hahu, the gzera wasn't a gzera across the board. It was only for those who acted in this way, those nations. But if they didn't act in that way, even originally, it wouldn't have been us, and therefore, Mimela, once we live in other surrounded by other nations that don't have this, it wouldn't be us, sir, either. Okay, that's an important Meiri. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, 1 second, just one other Ha'ara, and that is Tosfos asks, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos early, we had back on Daf Yudal and Mabez. Tosfos asks, in Dibra Maskul Makom, what's the Lifne Iver here? Lifne Iver only means if they couldn't do it without us. Would they do it anyway? Other people's animals are there. It's what's called Chad Iver Denahara. So isn't that, why would it be Usser? Why would this be Revia? So says Rebbe Yehuda, it's one of the Balei HaTosfos, last skinny line on Yudal and Abayis, in Tosfos, the shiny Revia Shehu Mesabal, called Behema Obehema. No, is that every new animal would be another opportunity. In that case, that's why it would still be, that wouldn't be called Chad Iver Denaro, it would be Stray Iver Denaro. They won't be able to get your animal. So that's why it wouldn't be Tosfos related to this Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. V'ramini, top of the Amud, we learned it at Tosafta, Lochin Mehen Behema LeKarbon. You're allowed to buy animals from non-Jews, for Karbonis. V'in Choshejin, and we're not Choshej, Lo Mishim Roveva, Lo Mishim Nirba, we don't assume that they had any kind of relationship with a person, V'lo Mishim Mukse, V'lo Mishim Neva, we don't assume they were set aside to be used for Avodah Zarah, or worshipped, actually. We don't assume, question mark. Right, the question is, what do you mean? I thought they were Choshud, on Revia. So, what exactly is Mukse? We'll see in a second. We just translated it as set aside for Avodah Zarah. Let's first continue. Bishlamo muksav nevad, fine, but muksav nevad im isa da akse vim isa da palche. If it's really true that the guy, the umos ha'olam, already set it aside or worshipped it, lavim asvanle, they wouldn't sell it to you. That's their Avodah Zarah, so they wouldn't sell it to you. El rovea v'nirba lechush, but for a rovea and a nirba, why aren't we choshesh? I thought we just said we can't be mamet our animals near them, because they're chashed our revia. So why can we buy animals? We know the halacha is that Rovea and Nirba are pasul karban. Can't use them for a karban if you know an animal has a relationship with a person. So Amar Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav Shila, Bar Avina, Mishmei Derav, Ovid Kochavin Chasal Behemto Shalotei Yaker. Ovid Kochavim he wouldn't be with his own animal. Because if an Ovid Kochavim is with his own animal, that will make that animal not be able to reproduce anymore. So that's why, with our animals, maybe, but not with the animals of their own. That's why you could buy animals from them. Hatenach. Let's continue for a second. Then there's a fascinating question. Hatenach nekevos zechar meikel amemar. So find the females. But what about the males? So by a male as a male carbon, you're going to give a carbonola. Carbonolas are all zecharim. So what about the males? Right, they're not worried about ruining their reproductive organs. They're not having kids anyway. Amrav Kahana, whole umachishin bebasar. No, they also get ruined. Something happens to their they don't grow as properly after such an act, and therefore also you don't have to be worried that they would do it to their own animals. Ela hadatanya lochen behema meiroa shalahen. One second, but it says we're allowed to even buy from their shepherds. Lechush dilma ravala roa shalahen. Right, maybe it's not their own. Maybe their shepherd tried something. Misyare mishum hefset schar. No, he doesn't want to lose his job. And the owners would realize what happened. They'd see. Either it would be nekar, or it would be, or the basar would be huchash. Eloha detanya, ein mosher behemel rosh alahen. One second, but there's another brisa that says you're not allowed to give your animal to their shepherd. Lema rosh alahen misyare mishum hefset scharo. Why don't we say, why can you give your animal to them? The roe is worried about losing his job. Skamar says, no, there's a difference. There's a difference between their shepherd with their animals and their shepherd with our animals. In who di yadi bahadadi, they who are involved in this and know about it, mirsisi, they're experts, and that's why the shepherd would be scared of their Ovid Kochavim owner, and therefore they wouldn't do anything with their animals. Anan, lo yadina bahu, we're not involved in this. They think we won't realize, and therefore lo mirsisi, right, mirsisi. That's why they won't do anything. Perry, stop there for a minute. So what does the Gemara say? That they don't have to, when it goes to their own animals, so then it basically ruins them. We all know the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Gemara, Rashi quotes it in Brachos, Zos apam etzame etzame abatzame b'sari. What does it say there? That Adam Arishon was ba al kol behema ubehema sheba olam. And he couldn't find the one that was right for him. So he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need somebody. And it finally gets Chava, Zosapam, this time. What do you mean this time? Because all the other times didn't work. So what was he in Cain? Roy Hayeshakulan Tekran of Lo Yalidu. How could there be any animals in the world? It says here that they all become Nekar. Right? So Hechayakiyam Laolam. So Vatirtsu, the Tosfos Chachmi Anglia, right here, says Shalukam Rabbi Yasa. Okay, it wasn't a full. The Marsha there, though in Yevamos, where this Gemara is quoted, the Marsha there quotes the Chizkuni, that maybe they had, all these animals had offspring previously, before Adam was with them. B. The other answer given by the Marsha, quoting another answer, and that is, maybe it doesn't mean literally. That's probably the most obvious answer that we would have said. And that is, She'ein zek kamash moshe ba'aleyam adam atashmish. Ela, lefi shelo haya lo zug, haya chafetz lechapis v'livduk, b'chol aminim im yimsa on minechod, b'lo ezer kamoso. What does it mean, ba'ala? Ba'ala might mean that's the ultimate in terms of a relationship between a male and a female. That's what uses that lashon. And maybe that's the only type of lashon you can use by an animal, because the animal is only about a physical existence. But it meant he tried to have some type of relationship with them, he saw it wasn't going. Wasn't happening, and therefore, using that lashon above, akiban shalomasa lo niskaradaito. That's what, just the same type of lashon. You have it in both directions. Ba'aleha could mean not literal. And what's the other lashon that uses by Adam? Vayeda Adam is chavishto. He knew her. Just the opposite, right? Because it's one and the same idea that the getting right, the relationship is based on a yidia. But the ultimate yidia is that. But that's what it uses it in the other direction as well. But I thought it's a fascinating just question to ask based on this Gemara. Okay, by the way, I didn't mention it. What exactly does muksa mean, set aside for a avodah zara? Rashi says it means exactly that. Second Rashi on top, muksa shehikseyu v'yichduhu litikroas avodah kochavim. This animal is going to be for my avodah zara. Tosfos does not think that's enough. Tosfos in muksa, the second Tosfos, thinks you have to do something more. You have to like give it to the priests. Given to the priest of the Avodah Zarah, you have to feed it special food, special fodder. This is idol food, right, whatever it is. But just being miyached it is not good enough, says Tosfos. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Aino damri inshi. This is what people say. Right, with the previous line, that they, the shepherds, are worried about the Ovid Kochavim themselves. Machtava galala baza. Machtava is a very sharp instrument. A sharp instrument, galala baza, cuts stone, meaning, and Rashi explains, the stone, so to speak, is scared even of a sharp instrument, because the stone knows that it can be successful. Ragala bechavra yada. And a ragala, like a rugiel or a rachiel, we'll say like rachiel ba'amecha, somebody who slanders, somebody says lashon hara, bechavra yada, knows about his friend, meaning he takes precautions because he knows about, all bali lashon hara are choshed about others, because they know, they know they're in the business. So therefore, that's just the mashal given by the roim, are more scared of the ovdei kochavim, who they're all involved in this terrible behavior. Ihachi, finishing up, zachar minikavis lo nizvan. If all this is true, then we shouldn't be able to buy male animals from nikavos for a carbon, because their chashud, maybe, right, they brought the animals upon themselves. The chashinan dilma mirabalei lavei. Answers the Gemara, Kivan, Demigriba Mirsasa. No, once a female is with a certain animal, the animal won't leave her alone. The animal will constantly be hounding her, and therefore people are going to know. People are going to know what happens, therefore she's not going to try anything. Elahad Tani Rav Yosef, 1 second. Rav Yosef taught us in a Braisa, Armalta Lotar Bikalba, a widow should not raise and have dogs. A widow should not have dogs. Velo Tishri Barbe Rav Ushbiza. And a yeshiva boy should not live buushpiza, also with an almana, in the same inn, the same close quarters. Why? Because there's an issue of chshad here. It's an issue again an almana with the dog and the talmud with the hostess. So bishlama barbe rab tzaniela. Find the second one, a barbe rabu the ushpiza with the hostess. We know that shouldn't be done. A single lady with a single boy in the same area shouldn't be done, because saniela, because the Talmud could keep a secret. And therefore, nobody's going to ever find out. Ela kalba, kiva de migra ba mirsasav. 1 second. You just said that if a human being, if a female is with an animal, the animal's always going to be going after her. So why wouldn't she be worried here, and therefore it should be mutter? Answer, kiva de chishadile umsa umisracha basra. Dogs are different. Dogs, even if you give them a piece of meat, right? What happens? What do we tell our kids? Don't feed the stray animals. Why? Because they're not going to leave. They're going to stay, they're going to come back. So sins, if you throw them a piece of meat, Misra Chabasra, they'll follow. So Meimar Amranshi, people will say, hide the Misra Chabasra, Bishamumsa the Kamisra. Ah, they just came because of the meat. She must have given the dog a nice piece of steak. So that's why that is also usser. Nekevos, Eizon, Nekevos, by time alone, Yachdinan, last section. What about Nekevos, Eizon, Nekevos? Why is that a problem? Because there's no heterim given in terms of the animals, right? My female dog, leaving it with her. Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama Mipnei Sheovdei Kochavim Mitzui Neisel Nashi Chavereihen, because Ovdei Kochavim are with other their friends' wives. Upamim Sheina Motza Motza is a behema Verova, and then they can't find her. So they're with the animal again. Keep the Meiri in mind. Keep the Ran in mind. We can't even fathom such a decrepit society. But if you think of Stom and you think of the earlier pagan type of societies, this was more common and this was more acceptable to them. You know, in certain ways, this other depravity that we have in our day and age, well, the Mitzvah Neitzel and the Sheikh Avirehan, maybe we could imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, but there are other terrible things about our society as well that we have to stay away from, in terms of the Ovdei Kochavim. But this, even if specifically here, as the Miri says, it wouldn't be something that we would be comfortable with. Vibayasema, or a different answer, why Nekeves and Nekeva would be a problem. Afila Motanamirova, even if the wife is there, he might choose the animal. Do'amar mar, chaviv alin, behemta shal Yisrael, yosim minishosayin. Right, that's what it says. Again, an amazing line. But again, this is the Ovdei Avodah Zarah who have no morals. Do'amar of Yochanan, b'shah, shabanachash, alchava, hito bazuama. Right, because when the Nachash was, again, Ba'al Chava, if we said it wasn't literal by Adam, you might not have to say it's so literal by the Nachash either. But when a Nachash had the relationship with Chava, Hitabazoma, he spewed into her Tumah. He spewed into her Tumah, and therefore, that's why the Ovdei Chava would rather be with the Behema Shel Yisrael more than their wives. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Yachi Shol Nami. What do you mean, Chava? Chava was Im Kochai. She's our mama also. Not just the mother of others. So no, the Gemara answers, Yisrael sha'amdu al har Sinai paska zuamasan. Our tuma was removed from us. The zuama, the impurities was removed from us when we stood on our Sinai. Ovdei kochavim shelo amdu al har Sinai lo paska zuamasan. Ovdei kochavim that did not have the har Sinai experience, their zuama is still chai v'kayim in them. They don't have the zuama, and therefore he would rather be with, wouldn't want to be with them, would rather be with the animals, and it only applies to nisho sehen. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, next daf will be Monday and Tuesday morning. Monday, Tuesday morning. Let's call it for 20 to 7. Call it for 20 to 7, and Hashem Kostlichas is at 7:30. 12 to 27, we'll start at quarter to 7, and then Wednesday's daf will be Tuesday night. Wednesday will be Tuesday night. Monday night is the Parsha Shir. And hopefully we'll keep one by one.